It's come to my attention that some of you have missed the longer homilies that Father Ed used to give. And so I'm going to do my best to bring that spirit back. Hell is hot. Don't go there. Actually, for another day, I'll have to give you the homily on why hell is cold. Why it's cold, because the love of God has no place there. But it will be a brief homily today. Our scripture readings this evening speak in a way that can be hard to swallow. Honestly, as a priest, I find these readings especially challenging because they challenge our motives and our intentions. And the way that we respond to them, brothers and sisters, reveals our hearts. But here's the bottom line. Our Lord is making abundantly clear to us that we cannot simply drop truth onto people and walk away, convinced in our own self-righteousness that we've done our duty. No, once we've shared the truth with others, we must do everything we can to help carry the burden. And we must commit ourselves to serving one another and helping our brothers and sisters along the way to integrate the truth of the gospel into their lives. We cannot be generous in sharing the truth and then turn around and be ungenerous in loving our neighbor. Because truth and mercy go hand in hand, and we can only love people into the truth. Let us ask Jesus this evening during our Mass, brothers and sisters, for this one simple grace. For hearts that are vulnerable enough to acknowledge our own weakness. And in that vulnerability, for the strength that comes from God to love people into the truth. Because this is the only compelling way that we can bring others along the way. At this point in time, I want to invite Colm Larkin to come forward and to speak to us about the annual seminarian appeal.
Good evening, everyone. Like Father said, my name is Colm Larkin, no relation. The Archdiocese just really likes sending you men with the last name of Larkin, so here I am. I'm actually from the Archdiocese of Kansas City, studying for that diocese. Pray God in 5 years I will be ordained a priest. But I'm studying at St. John Vianney Seminary. So I am here to speak with you guys about this seminary appeal. Your parish is a tithing parish, which means that there's already a preordained amount of money that has been set aside that will then be donated to the seminary. So lucky you, I don't have to come here ask you for money. It's already been decided. I get to just say thank you, which is a much easier job. So in a very personal way, I would like to share how my time at the seminary has impacted me. I first knew I wanted to be a priest when I was like 6 years old. The old Monsignor who lived at my parish asked me one day after Mass, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" And I said, "I want to be a priest, but I don't want to have to go to Mass all the time. That's not in the you know, the contract. I don't want to have to do that." But the reality is that initial spark of a vocation was snuffed out by the world, and I just found myself falling into, especially in high school and college, a very secular lifestyle, just being at best very indifferent to the faith. I went to Benedictine College, which is an amazing school, and thank God there I encountered the Lord's mercy and his forgiveness for the things that I was not proud of having done in the past. And after encountering that forgiveness, he invited me into a greater relationship with him, and I found that the more I did that, the more peace I had, the more joyful I was. But the funny thing is that even then, there still seemed to be something missing. And so I started going to spiritual direction and started asking questions. And my spiritual director helped me to discern that the Lord was calling me into the seminary. And I responded immediately with anger, bitterness, and resentment. I didn't want to go. That's not fair. I was pre-med. I had already taken my MCAT. I was going to be a small-town family doctor in Kansas. I was going to have a yellow ranch, a wife and kids, and a beagle sitting out front on the porch of my ranch, which is funny because I'm allergic to dogs, but that was still like a part of my fantasy and my my goal. But in hearing the Lord's call to come to seminary, I immersed myself in the program that they have here, found an even greater amount of peace and joy. And the whole time asking the Lord, please answer me, do you want me to be a priest or not? And one day he spoke very clearly that to me. He said, I love you. And that's not what I was expecting to hear. He said, I always have loved you. I always will love you. There's nothing you can ever do to change that. And experiencing that love gave me an intense freedom, peace, and joy. And after hearing that, I could then in freedom go to him again and say, okay, Lord, you've given me all I've ever wanted. Now what do you want me to do? And again, just as clearly, he said, come be my priest. Come lay down your life for me and for the church. If the seminary wasn't there, that wouldn't have happened to me. Your guys' contributions allowed the seminary to continue to go on. Yes, the money that you guys give gives us food, which is useful, heat, which is useful, a roof over our heads, all these things are very good. But I think most importantly, your money helps contribute to a place where young men can be set free, to serve the Lord in the way that he is calling them to. So from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you. Thank you on behalf of the entire seminary community. There's countless other of my brother seminarians who have very similar stories. If the Lord today is in fact moving you to donate above and beyond, we will graciously accept those donations. There are fun little prayer cards in your, or not prayer cards, pledge cards in your pews. Whether it's a nickel or $5,000, we will accept it all, very thankfully. And I will be in the narthex after Mass to answer any questions. I look forward to getting to meet some of you. And also I will be taking prayer requests. That's about the best I can give to you guys, is we pray in community four times a day. There's plenty of time for us to pray for you guys. So if there's something in particular you would like the seminary community to pray for, we'd be more than happy to do that. Again, thank you. God bless you guys.